Good evening. Today is November 11, 2015, and this is a state call to action, and it's going to be led by Robert Bristow. Robert, take it from here.
Good evening, everyone. He forgot to mention that he tricked me into being a national coordinator, too. Anyway, I'm the one that originally started forming the groups, and the welcoming committee was my first endeavor. It never did work out the way it was supposed to, so I'm coming back at it again with a little help from my friends, and I'm gonna be looking to have a whole bunch of help from all my friends to make it a success this time. What I'm doing is revamping the welcoming committee to where we have people in every state, and I'll tell you right up front, right now is the all state coordinators and county organizers will be on the welcoming committee. The lead state coordinator will be the one that's responsible for their state. I don't expect him or her to be making all the calls unless they want to, but I want them to be responsible to make sure that it's being done, because we've already set it up to where every state will have their own list of new people. As soon as Gary sends the email confirming their membership, I want them to be called within 24 hours of their name appearing on the new members list. Now, with help of Ron Flick and others, we've come up with a new training program. We're going to be training every new member. And once we have the new members caught up, then we're going to start working back into the people that have been here a little longer but need some help. Now, this training program, 90 days. Now, that's contacting these people once a week for their training. So it's going to take a few welcome people in every state. We have the training program, the weekly training, all set up, and all state coordinators will be receiving a copy of that. It will be on the website. We will be keeping a spreadsheet on a weekly basis of who and dates that they were contacted and any special skills that they have we want to know about immediately. We will keep track of where they're at in the training, week one, two, three, whatever. Now, we're going to be having an effect on probably every committee that we have. What I'm expecting out of this is people not only being more educated on who we are, what we're doing, how we're doing it, but they're gonna be encouraged to take the civics course. Whether they want to be an administrator or not, I want them to take the civics course if we can convince them to do that. Of course, we can't force them, but I'm hoping that they will. And what I expect to get out of this revamping is the fact that, you know, too many people have been left in the dark. They've joined, they got excited and wanted to be a part of us, and then nobody ever contacted them, and they're sitting there, well, what is this? Well, I don't want anybody sitting around without being contacted. I want them to know what's available to them, the courses, the committees, you know, everything about us. I want them to feel ownership in the NLA. I want them excited about the NLA to where they're talking to their friends, they're talking to their families, they're talking to anybody they run into. Hey, I'm in this great group. We need members, and the more we can get, the better. I want to fill up all the different committees that we have. We need to get all the committees active, and we're going to be affiliating with different groups. We want to be able to be on other people's websites, and we'll put them on our website. Whether they totally agree with us on every little step or not, we want to work with each other. We want to be able to get the word out for them, and they'll get the word out for us. They don't need to join us. We don't need to join them, but we want that interaction between the different groups. So that's where we're at, is training. Now, this training is things that those that have been with the NLA for some time, especially the state coordinators and the county organizers, they should know all this stuff already. But you're going to have a copy of the training and how it's going to be carried out, and I want you to become familiar with it, because I want you to teach it. I want you to teach it so that these new people know it, to where they can turn around and teach others. Now, it sounds simple, and I think it is pretty simple, but it's going to take you people to make it a success. I can't do it by myself. I think with the help I've had, we've put together a pretty good plan. I expect that along the way, maybe we'll run into rough spots. But know right now, there will be no stopping, going back, and then restarting. We will keep marching forward. We will implement changes that need to be made, but we won't miss a beat. We'll just keep on moving. And I feel good about this because I know you people. I know you're here for a reason. I know you want the NLA to be successful. And I'm putting all my apples in your cart. I believe in y'all. And so I feel that this is going to be a success, and it's going to make the NLA a complete success. I look at the welcoming committee as being the top and most important committee that we have. And it's the most important because you're the first ones to make contact with the new people. You're the ones that's going to teach them. You're the one that's going to learn what their skills are. You're going to learn all about them. You're going to find those people that we need to fill different positions. And you're going to be filling positions in all the different committees. You're going to be filling up the civics course so that we have people to fill all the positions in the county. What I want to end up with is, for welcoming committees, I want somebody, at least one, in every county. I know that's not going to happen immediately, but that's what I want, is one in every county minimum. I want everybody to have a job. I want everybody to make this happen. I don't have a lot to say, really, but I put in the email that was sent out today that this is likely to be the last Wednesday evening national call, and I'm here to say I want to make sure that it is the last national Wednesday night call. I want the states to start communicating with each other you know, the people in each state, get back to communicating with each other, figure out different ways to get together in the different areas, figure out how to make things better, how to bring people in, how to work together. I'll be available for phone calls. I'll be available for you know, answering any questions that you might have. Now, if you have any suggestions, don't call me up and give them to me over the phone. Sit down and send an email or drop it into Skype, one or the other. Tell me what your idea is and tell me why you think it's a good idea. If you have a complaint, same thing. Tell me what it is and give me a solution. Don't just call and tell me. Write it to me. Give me the solution with it. Now, you know, we said that also that we're restructuring the positions of district coordinators, and I want to thank everybody. I wholeheartedly want to thank all the district coordinators that we've had out there. I mean, I know what you've been through. I was one. So I know what you've been going through, and I'm thanking you because you've gotten us to where we are today. You played a big part in that. I'm hoping that the district coordinators will go on helping with the putting the welcoming committee together and making it work. But right now, it looks like the districts are going back to being individual states. And so with a big thank you, we at this time we'll be kind of laying off the district coordinators a little bit, you know, and hope that we can have them continue helping us in any way that we can get them to help us. I've bitten off a pretty good chunk to chew on here with a welcoming committee. But like I've said, I'm betting on you people making it a success because I know you can do it. I know you have that ability. And I know that you have the desire to make the NLA a success. As John has said over and over and over, only the people can save America. But you know what? Only the NLA members can make the NLA a success. You people, we count on you.
Well, Robert, why don't we also share with them the neat little tool that they're going to have to be able to, when they're meeting these people or they're calling the welcoming committee, they're going to have access to information that they did not have access to before.
Right.
I know all the states used to have the ability to do a download. And when you called somebody or you emailed somebody back in the day when you were allowed to do email, because I'll tell you, email's a waste. Pick up the phone, call, hear a voice. They want to hear somebody alive and kicking. But you're going to have something that you did not have before. When people join the NLA, many come in with really great ideas and desires. Also, some of them come right out and say, hey, I'm a clergyman, I'm a pastor, I'm a graphic artist, I'm a website designer. And what they're doing is they're telling you what it is they'd like to do. Now, that may not necessarily be a talent that you can use directly in your state or your county. But it could be something, and probably would be something, that we can use in national. So if I haven't already scooped them up before you got them, let me know so that we're able to utilize these people to the best that their talents will allow.
Yes, we have a lot of positions to fill. We need some specific skills.
And we have positions that haven't even been created yet. We're looking to create a, for example, the one thing, one committee that I'm still chafing at the bit about is smart meter committee. And I would like to see that one take off as soon as possible.
That's
so
important.
If we can find, or someone may say, hey, I've got an idea for a committee, something that's near and dear to my heart. Well, we're here to listen.
That's something I want to make very clear. We will listen to what you have to say. You will be able to speak to us and give us your thoughts and suggestions. And we will answer you. We will
discuss. Like you guys wouldn't believe. There was one guy who, he posted something in our website about helping people with traffic tickets. We ended up having people join just for that. He's willing to be helpful, but he's not willing to be a committee chair. We need someone to step up into leadership. So if you've got something that may attract people to the NLA, hey, you're our man, you're our girl, we're ready for you.
Yeah, I think I told you that every state will have its own list of new members, and it will be updated as the people are joining. And Gary always sends out an email first letting them know that they've been accepted, and then
right.
They'll be on that list, and they need to be called immediately. And, of course, the training plan covers the first call and how you should handle it. It covers every week of what is to be covered and very simple to follow. And like I say, you all know what it is. There's a few new people that want to be welcome committee members, and so they're going to need to have training. But most people that's been here a while, they know everything that's on his training plan.
Right. And we're
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Is there any type of action that new members can take? Because I know that when I joined, it was because I was struggling with you know, corruption in this area, and I wanted to do something, you know, to start getting the ball rolling to make a change. And a lot of the times I've joined groups before, all different kinds of groups, that you join and there's no follow-up, and then there's follow-up, but there's no action. And I joined a group that had some action, and you would, like, we went and we got certified copies of the oath of office of some of the local officials, and then we filed them on the public record, and then that was it. And there was nothing else left to do except for, like, there was no assignments. Except for, okay, now just recruit. And to me, that's well and good and all, but I think that having a because there's always something to do, there's to educate, you know, maybe, you know, the next, like, you know, I don't know, just, you know, focus on the media, start educating the media, you know, about their rights, you know, to actually report real news, and, you know, starting local, and then work on, you know, local judges, and then work on, you know, local attorneys and lawyers' offices, and send them information and educate these people, and work on your sheriff, and then work on the city police, and then, you know what I mean, like an assignment that we're actively doing something to enforce a positive change where we're at. I don't know if you guys have something like that already set up or not.
Well, I think we're on the same page there.
We do have stuff set up for sheriffs, right?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a sheriff's committee. We also and actually the sheriff's committee is also going to be blended with the courtroom observers. In fact, we have the courtroom observer director, Jeff Gall, in New York on the call tonight as well. And we are going to be taking some real quick steps into communicating with our sheriffs. For example, a couple days ago, we had on Monday, we had a member who's on the call. He had a case, and we've done a habeas corpus. Federal court has defaulted, which means their answer is acceptance, that the state court has to abate prosecution of this case. And the judge has chosen to ignore it. And
hello?
Well, anyway, the judge has chosen to ignore it and is proceeding. So now we're communicating directly with the sheriff, letting the sheriff know, you know, there's no wedding signature. There's just a rubber stamp. There was never a search warrant. There was, you know, no permission to come onto the property. And the judge out and out lied to the sheriff or to the captain, telling the captain that, oh, well, all we want him to do is just clean up some wood on his property. Well, no, that's not what they want. They want to take his property and they want to sell it to cover their costs of them harassing him legally. Their abusive process, they want rewarded for it. So we've got things going on, and we're going to be needing to do more of that as time goes on.
In many areas, we're getting so close to being back in the courthouses, and we don't have the people trained through the civics course to fill all of those positions. We've got to get people in. We've got to get people through the civics course. We've got to get them prepared very soon.
So, guys, I have a question. This is Tanner from Oklahoma, if I may. What safeguards do we have if we're handing out phone numbers or whatever way we're communicating with these new members from misinformation going rogue and splitting off people into wrong directions like we've had in the past?
We're going to have a lead welcoming committee, you know, chairman for each state that's going to have access. But guys, if somebody wants to, it wouldn't take them very many weeks. And I think we've even seen that demonstrated. If people come in and they want to try to steal our membership, they can. I know that when we give out this type of information, it puts us in a vulnerability. But if we don't give this information, our members, our leaders don't have the tools they need to do their jobs. So we're going to limit it to the lead. I'm sorry.
The biggest problem we had was when we handed out the email addresses. That's where the biggest problem came.
I'm speaking from my experience with NLA coming in. When I came in, my first thing was I got to call these people and find out them versus these other groups, right? And luckily I was highly motivated through pain. So the first few people I talked to, no, there's nothing going on. And even to this day, I don't know how I do it, but I tend to find, you know, naysayers under the name of NLA, which it's fine if anybody wants to disagree or disheartened or whatever, I get it. But when it's in the name of the Facebook of NLA or in the name of the person that's representing the NLA, so I wish I had a good solution. I don't like to bring a problem without having the ultimate solution, but I know that it would be a disaster trying to call everyone through the website, for example, where you didn't ever see their number or something like that. But I mean, that's the only reason I bring up the topic. I just didn't know what your guys' thoughts were. I mean, I understand the emails, and I'm hearing you say that was pretty bad.
We do share your concern on that, and I want you to know that there'll be a tight rein. There'll be the weekly reports, and if we see anything out of the way, we'll take action. And if if we get these new people excited enough by contacting them and getting them in training programs right away, we will find out pretty quickly if somebody is trying to steal them away.
Right. Not only steal them away, if they get discouraged and they're the one that gets the call, you know.
Well, that's why we're trying to make sure they don't get discouraged, because they're going to be contacted within the first 24 hours of them going on the new members list, and we're going to get them involved in that 90-day training plan where they're going to learn everything about the MLA and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And
we also have the state call local again, to where the coordinators can help keep everybody well informed and answer any questions or anything like that.
And that brings up the point I want to make too, is I'm going to need the time of every state's call. I'm going to need their conference call number and the access number for the monitor in their state, because I will be popping in from time to time to update or to see how things are going, or to answer questions for the state. And so I may not know who I'm going to be calling on any particular night. So I need all the numbers so that I can call in to any of the states that I need to or feel like I should.
Would a good solution for that be to just post them all in the calendar, and then that way they can get reminders?
No, actually, you guys, we want to be a little bit more frank. And I'm going to do that, since I was, when I became national coordinator, I started joining some of the state calls. And my acceptance to some of the state calls was a little bit mixed. And we need for the people to be able to, like the leader of the call to be able, like how, remember how I mentioned I'm going to mute the call? Well, we need to be able to mute the call, and it mutes everybody except for the moderators. We need the moderator code so that when you mute everybody, we don't get muted as well. Or if you go into lecture mode, we need to be able to pipe in with information that we've come there to try to give you. We want to be helpful. We want to augment your call. We don't want to subvert your call or alter your call. We want to be there in case people have questions. In fact, when I first became a national coordinator, in fact, one of those people is on this call tonight, was calling me right away saying, man, you got to get out here to Colorado and see what's going on. We got all sorts. We got galactic stuff, Western Slope stuff. We got all sorts of stuff going on, and you need to hear this. And so I jumped in on one of their calls, and as everybody knows, Colorado ended up having a massive leadership schism from NLA. And they're still mimicking us. They use our paperwork. They sometimes change the names on it to reflect themselves, but they don't. They use our paperwork, acting as us, except they go a little bit further. But we want to be able to be there to help in the event we have potential state, takeovers or subversion. So we want to get what we really need. We don't necessarily need the phone number and moderator code. We want the actual console so that we can dial in and we can log into your webpage. You'll see that we're there. It's nothing secret. And that we can see what's going on, who's there, how many are there. And we can sometimes gauge whether you might need some help. Like, hey, your state, you've got, 148 members and you only got 6 people on the call. Maybe what we need to do is shake it up a little bit and come up with some ideas. And maybe what we should do is start bringing some states together. So let's say Colorado is doing really well and Wyoming is hurting like crazy. Well, we can have Colorado and Wyoming do a joint state call and start learning from each other what they're doing that are the keys to success. Because there's no more sincere no more form of flattery than imitation.
To interject something real quick, just for people that may be new, because I've heard from other groups and different things occasionally, you know, they want to go further, we're not going fast enough. What we mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that we're not trying to control things or say that, you know, we don't like suggestions and it's our way or the highway, we want to dominate. We're just trying to keep people from getting in jail from doing things that we haven't researched thoroughly or found to be the truth completely or got as close to perfection as possible before we start filing things and doing things out of order. Is that a good understanding or a fair way to say that for people?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be a little bit more pointed. You guys, I'm no different than any one of you. In fact, I probably am in a greater risk than a majority of the NLA membership. I have children that are 14 and 15 years old. I have a full-time job. I have a lot to risk. And if I'm going to be arrested, even as terrible as this is going to be, we're all going to be arrested at the same time. Nobody should be going out and rushing ahead and ending up getting arrested because they can't wait anymore. I'll confess to you, it's very discouraging when you'll see it. And you're going to see this. There's a new member right now, very, very upset. She's got a case. She needs the common law grand jury right now, and she's already trying to get us to convene a grand jury. Well, you guys, that's not why we're here. We are not going to be convening grand juries. We are going to be setting up administration. The administrators, getting them started, kicked off, trained, they will be convening grand juries. They and their sheriff. And people get lost with that. And we've even had other members out in Utah, great guy. But he desperately needed a grand jury now because of his case. But that's not what we're doing, guys. If you want to go to jail, the quickest path is convene a grand jury and expect results other than handcuffs.
Yes, you got to have backup from the sheriff. You got to have backup from the people. And the way we're going about it to where all 50 states do it at the same time, you can't ask for any better backup than that.
Right, exactly. And keeping in mind, as what Robert mentioned earlier, we do not. If we were successful to be able to get into the courts tomorrow, we do not have enough qualified grand jury administrators to do probably 3 counties in each state maximum, if that. So we're in a position where we will most likely, once we're successful, we're going to set up grand juries in the counties where the sheriffs are with us. Why set one up and go through all that work only to have your own sheriff, your constitutional officer, fighting you?
So it would be safe to say that we're a grassroots movement working in unity across the United States, and like John says, working with principles before expediency.
You got that right. We're not taking any shortcuts. All shortcuts lead to jail. We've seen it before. We've seen other groups. Also, Robert had mentioned that we're going to be doing affiliations. These affiliations are not going to be mergers. We're not merging with any other groups. It's important that these groups remain separate, because the more of our types of groups that are out there, the better and easier it'll be for us to be able to grow. And then we leverage and support each other. Like, we could help, for example, Sheriff Max, CSPOA, you know, we could help them with habeas corpuses or for giving support for sheriffs that are being harassed for being constitutional. I'll never figure it out how the FBI can say, we need to go arrest that sheriff because He signed a document to uphold the Constitution. That's subversive. Well, wait a second. The guy swore an oath. And so did the FBI guy.
And besides that, the FBI don't have the authority to arrest him.
No, they don't. He can tell. In fact, here in Michigan, in I think it was Barry, a constitutional sheriff was being harassed by the FBI, and he kicked their butts out. His name was Gar Leaf. You can't make that name up. In Barry County. Was it Barry or Barry? Barry, yes. So, you guys, there are sheriffs out there ready and waiting for us. But we've got to get our act together. We have to increase our numbers, and we have to get our people all in sync. And that's where this training comes in that Robert's talking
about.
Yes,
this is the training that's needed to get everybody in sync. And by getting everybody in sync and getting them excited about what we're doing, they're going to be talking to everybody. And in that way, everybody in their counties are going to be knowing what's going on. And at the same time as they're learning that what's going on, then we are providing support for the sheriff of the county.
Exactly.
So for action, we're the front lines of recruiting people for the purpose of the NLA, which is to educate people. And once we're educated, then as we do our work with our education, we're drawing the line in the sand, and the enemies will be on the side of socialism or whatever you want to call it very clearly, such as the FBI agents. So that's really the essence of the action that we're taking right now.
All the lines will be very clear.
Well, yeah, I think the lines that are clear are not going to be clear to those that are drawing those lines. Like, for example, I mean, you got to keep in mind, FBI guys, U.S. Marshals, congressmen, senators, they're all people like us. They have children, they have homes, they have families. Do they all really espouse what they're seeing coming down around them? When the lines are drawn, which side of that line are they going to stand on? I've already heard from actual police officers, no, we will not be drawing down on civilians. There are some that have said yes, and it's really scary. But no.
There's going to come a time when they've all got to make a decision whether they're willing to be fired in order to do the right thing or whether they're just going to go on with living the lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why can't we come up with something that protects officers, law enforcement, to protect them when they stand in honor?
Yeah, all we can do is support them.
And with
right.
the sheriffs,
so what are we
with
doing?
With the sheriffs, we're teaching them what their true duties are. And some of them are actually wanting to take action, and we're holding them back, saying, no, we want to make sure that you have the support of the people first.
Right. We're telling some sheriffs to kind of step back a little bit right now. But just to let you know, keeping in mind, guys, who knows the difference between de facto and de jure? The sheriff is a de jure elected official. However, he's being sucked into the de facto and being... You know, they're trying to pull his strings. Well, what
right,
do you with, do
well,
to get out of one jurisdiction and back into another? Habeas corpus.
We are working to protect the good ones.
We are. So believe me, we're there, Gary.
I guess I'm talking about recruiting new ones, is what
I'm
saying.
Oh, well, no. In fact, that's why we want to affiliate with CSPOA, because they seem to have a more direct line with the peace officers and sheriffs.
And they,
so
they
we need to learn from them how they do it.
And just being who they are, it gives us more in with the good officers.
Mm-hmm. Is that a question?
Okay.
Yeah. The district coordinators, I think, is a very effective way of joining different states together to work. And in Illinois and Wisconsin and Indiana, we get a lot of crossbreeding between on our weekly calls. And there's a lot of fear in contacting sheriffs and so on. And we've had to go out and show them how it's done. And they're still hesitant on doing that for whatever reason it might be. And I think that the load for you guys at the national could be limited considerably if you put the trust in the districts to do their job. And then, of course, jump in on 10 district calls versus 50 state calls. I think your time would be more used better. And,
no, I would normally have agreed with you. In fact, 4 to 6 months ago, I would have been behind you. But I believe what has happened, I think what happened with the creation of the districts, people lost their sense of urgency. They also a little bit lost their sense of individuality, that their state seemed to be blended and seemed to be kind of combined in. I still like the idea of the districts, but it just didn't work out in practice.
It did too. This is Don Meyer, and it did for us.
Wait. There are fewer people on the district calls, on the district call that, you know, that I'm referring to, than what I used to get on my state call all by itself. For some reason, the states, the people seem to kind of lose the, lose themselves in the district. But we're going to be, there will still be districts, but there won't be district calls. The district coordinators today are going to be remaining as the state coordinators and the welcoming committee leads for their states. And we are still going to have a cooperation in between the states. But you guys, I'm sorry, the districts just didn't work.
Now we've got to keep people from getting lost in the works, and we were losing too many people, not hearing from them anymore, and they were just disappearing. And we've got to make this thing a little more personal. We've got to have personal contact with each state, and keep the states moving, keep the states working. And we weren't getting that. Yeah, we had the calls and we had the same people every week. But there was just a small fraction of the total membership. And so we have to take action to get the most that we can out of it. And
right.
It took some time to put this together, and a lot of thought went into it. And We've just had to make some changes, and we think that we have some good ones going here. The proof is going to be in the pudding. The first 90 days is going to tell a tale.
Is there any handout information for us to hand out to local churches or to hand out to local schools or colleges? Is there anything that's like a fold-out pamphlet that's geared
yeah.
towards college students and geared towards, you know, Christians?
Well, in Oregon, we had a very nice flyer, and yeah, they're available.
Are they on the NLA website?
No, I don't think they ever got posted on the NLA website, but, we can sure provide you with one to look at. Maybe you'll want to make some copies of it for yourself. I think we got it down as nice three-color flyer, a trifold, and I think we got it down to where it was just paying like 9 cents a piece for them.
Right. I think I know for me, I can't speak for anyone else, but I know for me when I joined the NLA, I wanted to do something, and I know a lot of you guys are saying, well, let's, you know, we need to hold back, you know, because the quick and easy route usually lands you in jail. We need to get the sheriff on our side. But there's a lot of times that people just want to do something. And if they join a group feeling like they are motivated enough to join the group, but then the group is just like, hey, let's just talk on the phone, you know, twice a week. And they're like, yeah, but I want to do something. You know,
yeah,
and maybe they don't rush off and start doing court things, but or they don't run off and start, you know, challenging the sheriff and, you know, trying to get him to do his job. But even doing something as simple as handing out educational flyers to get more people involved.
Well, let's be painfully specific. If you are going to be communicating to your sheriff, I'll be honest, the best thing you can do is get the documents that we currently have on our website for the sheriffs. And if you want to meet your sheriff, take the stack of the memos.
Oh, I've met my sheriff.
Well, you know what? You can tell I haven't met mine because I'm not in jail. Mine is the most corrupt sheriff in, well, he's not the most corrupt in Michigan.
Right, I've already been in jail from meeting the sheriff. I mean, what I'm saying is, for in a general sense, is there anything on the NLA website that is a standard pamphlet to hand out to maybe not start directly with law enforcement, but start with other, you know, members of the community like the churches and the schools, the colleges, you know, places like that, because a lot of times that happens when people start going down a path that's against the status quo, which means, you know, for me, the status quo, from my experience, is you get a ticket, you go to court, you pay it, you don't ask questions, you don't challenge anything, and you just do it that way, and that's the way it's always been. You don't ask questions, you just do what you're told.
Yeah,
now,
we do have the common law handbook.
Right, and I ordered 100 of those copies, and they just get expensive when I start like handing them out, and they end up in the trash can. So even if I started with just a flyer, one page flyer that I could print out at home, like if there was a PDF version
there is a downloadable version of it on the website.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I think that's a great idea. But you guys, what we want to do, we want to get together and start talking about these things. We are past time. I want to try to keep this call to an hour if it's possible, or we're almost past time because we did start a little late. But what we want to do, we're going to start. You know, Robert, how are we going to initiate this?
Well, I'm going to tomorrow. I'll send you the training plan so that you can get it on the website. I would like to get a list of the. I think we need to send this out to all the lead coordinators at least, and that way they can send it on to the others.
All right.
Why not just send it to everybody?
You know what? See, that's a problem that we
exactly.
have. We have a problem with sending attachments.
Well,
so what we can do is we can email a link.
Just a minute here.
That you can download the attachment.
Yeah, you can just send the link to every member.
Yes, we'll send the link to every member, and they can download it off the NLA website.
There you go. You're going to want to have a link for this training plan. It's lengthy.
So one quick thing, guys, because I know we're almost out of time. What would it hurt to obviously change the calls back to the state because we lost actual just basic members is what I experienced.
Yeah.
And when we get a district call. But still keep the district coordinator in place.
I like the question. So when did they actually...
Wait, are you... I don't know if you're interrupting or if you're talking in the background.
No, it's somebody else. They can share their piece. I was just going to say, keep the state district coordinators in place for issues where we need to link states in a certain area.
Oh, we will.
Even if it's... So the district coordinators aren't...
State coordinators, there's a state coordinators page. that you guys can be clicking each other and calling each other and setting up these plans. So, yes.
Okay, Gary, if I may, I'd like to make a couple comments about the newsletter.
Go ahead.
It's about 10 days since we sent the first one out, and we used the new emailer. We've been having trouble getting emails to everybody with the mass email on the NLA website, and Carl sent this out on his own email. We sent out about 4,650 newsletters each week, and it was interesting, the different responses I got back. I've gotten a number of emails and phone calls. The emails, I had 5% of them thank me for sending it. About 60% of the responses I got asked to be removed, and I would explain that, you know, we can't do that or I can't do that. But they can go to the website and do it, and all but one of them, I guess, did. One came back and said they changed their mind because they didn't realize that if they removed themselves from the master mailing list, they also removed themselves from NLA. Now, 10% of them wanted the NLA mailing address because they wanted to mail a donation to NLA, and I thought, that's great. Gee, if this worked, you know, that can be a real help. And then I ran into about 10% that had questions about the different NLA functions that are listed on the website, so I was able to guide them around the website and get them squared away. Now, one thing I hadn't considered, and it's never come up with the mass email before, and you get these people who have their email address blocked, and you have to go through a rigmarole, fill this out to show that you're a real person, send it back to deliver the email. So if we send emails to them with the standard mass email, that never comes back to anybody. And those just get dumped in the trash. So that's probably one of the problems that we have in getting email to people. Now, the phone calls, I got quite a few phone calls, and the record was from a person in Ecuador. And about 85% of those are about CPS stuff still. There are also some of the other things under the habeas corpus listing. And they want to know, you know, they've talked to somebody here and their forms are supposedly all ready and they'd sent them in and they haven't heard anymore. And now that we have the tracking page, I can direct them to the traffic page, but a lot of their paperwork doesn't show up there, so we end up having to smooth that out. That's still ongoing. I'd hope that that would be taken care of by now.
Oh, but me too.
We've still got a few hanging on.
He's brought up an idea, too. The newsletter will be going out again this week. We could put the link to this training plan right in the newsletter.
Sure. That's a great idea. And then about 15% of the callers, they just need help. Any number of them are new people, and they're trying to get around the website and learn how to do the different functions and where to find things, so I've been helping them with that. And I also would like to make a request for people to send anything that they feel is interesting and important to NLA, to jan@nationallibertyalliance.org, and I'll try and get it in the newsletter. Please make it brief. We don't have very much space available. And like Robert said, we can't do this by ourselves. We need help to do this. So I'm looking for some more input this week, hopefully.
This is Tanner. I can attest to the fact that I am not getting all the emails. Other people are getting emails that I am not getting in my state.
Yes, that's a fact, Tanner, and that's why we've addressed. We're getting this. We got this new email system that we're attempting to use.
Now, is the last thing
did
I assume?
Did you get the message about this one?
I did not. I got it from another member. I can't find it in either of my emails, trash, junk, or anywhere. It literally does not exist. It happens often.
Wow.
They literally I don't even get a blip on the radar, so I don't even know that I missed anything.
Haven't we discussed this?
No, before I had attachment problems, but that was just with AOL.
Yeah. Well,
on some serious stuff.
There's also a chance in something that Jan did not mention, and you guys, we're going to let a little cat, let another little kitty out of the bag. And I don't know if I'm making a mistake here, so I'll make a mistake and then I'll rue the day later. But Jan did not tell you how many people are not even opening their email.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I know you know, but I didn't get the word.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. We also know that a lot of our email, and I think it depends on who we send it from. Like, for example, some people may have a reputation, and that's a serious thing out on the internet, that their email address is linked with spamming. So what's happening, the spam filters are sending a lot of our emails into your spam or your junk items. Those that don't receive them...
We don't even get them there. Like, I don't even get them there. Like, they don't even appear anywhere. But also, I just want to reiterate, I really think Facebook and things like that would be huge because everyone checks it. And even if it gets ignored, you know, if someone's concerned about it, they'll make it a notification that they will see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if we get control of that we were talking about before, and I've been kind of talking with some of the people as best I can to try to find out where everything lies, I think unity in social media would be a good idea.
Well, we really are utilizing maybe not as much as we should be, but that's one of the positions that we're looking to fill is the media position.
Well, I talked with John about it, and I've volunteered to do what I can, at least temporarily for Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, you're also, and I'm not done with you yet, Tanner.
I know it.
I've just been swamped. I've also been sick the last 6 weeks with some funky thing that I don't know if it's my imagination, but after the chiropractic adjustment today, I feel like I'm getting better.
Well, maybe, I thought it was all your fault.
Maybe it's psychosomatic. I don't know.
I thought it was all your fault anyways. But
it is all my fault. It's always my fault. John will even tell you that. It's my fault.
Yeah. See, the people are finally starting to learn that.
Yeah.
Tanner,
I would ask you to go out and get a Outlook.com email address or something. Let's try
I'll
a different email address.
I'll work on it.
Okay,
on the media,
if you get me that email address, I'll update your profile.
Sounds good.
Put it in your My Account. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm wondering if I could say anything.
I don't know.
I'm interested to say something. I'd love to. I don't know who said something, who has been speaking, because I can't always. I don't know if you all say your name. I heard Tanner, but that's not the person who said. I have about 3 minutes or so I need to take. But someone said that there was a new person who basically was trying to convene a grand jury. And were you trying to talk about me? This is Roxy in California.
No, you're West Coast. This is not West Coast.
Pardon me?
No, it was somebody. It was somebody more on the East Coast.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I'm not trying to convene before I even found an NLA a week ago. I was trying to find people that would be, you know, part of a grand jury, but I think it's all at steps. And it's been very difficult, I must say, in the past 8 days, part of NLA, because these calls are to me, so inefficient. And I want to say a few things. It took me 4 times to call in to be able to be connected here in the meeting tonight. I had to hang up and call in again. And then I can't find the list of the people that I found before, you know, that had like 5 people for Orange County. I called them before the other day. Maybe it was 8 people. But a good half of them were not in service, the phone number, like you all are saying. There's not been a connection. And I don't feel like I'm getting really any great connections in some ways because of the fact that, like, I called Dave, and he's the California coordinator, but I can hardly ever speak to him. And when I asked him the first time I spoke and there was a meeting, for Tuesday, and I asked him for that night, the next day, that I was, you know, I was calling, I was on the site and calling everybody I could,
yeah,
California
Dave has a full-time job. There's very few people in the NLA that have a full-time job. I'm one of the few.
I just want to say a few things. And basically, I was speaking to him on the phone, though, and he said there was a call later that night, and I asked him if he'd just give me the number and the access code, because I had written it down already, but I wanted to make sure it was the same one. And he just told me to go online again. I didn't have time to go online again, but I did use the one I had, and I kept thinking I had the wrong one because I was on their
Tuesday call for
35 minutes.
Well, Roxy,
I'm going to zip through things.
Roxy, listen. listen for a moment. I was just getting ready to wind up the call. You said you wanted.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple things.
Can you shorten it? Can you shorten it to less than 3 minutes?
Listen, I've been on for what? Almost an hour and a half, and hour and 15 minutes, and I'm just trying to say 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and I'm going very quickly. Also, I wanted to say there's two constitutions. I don't know if everybody knows that, but there is a website called urlaw.com, and it's very, very good, and it gives you information about that. I've been through 15 of the different programs for the civics lessons. I did them in about 24 hours. But I wanted to say that I've also contacted, you know, NLA members, and that's the only way that I've ever been able to get in touch with people. And I still see that Brad is on there, who has a leave of absence, and he's still down as one of the national coordinators. I'm just trying to help you guys get. I can't believe you're going to interrupt me again.
Roxy, don't take that tone. The moderator here, Roxy. You did this to John the other night, and it really ticked me off. We want to have dialogue, and if you can't, but I wanted to mention, for those that know Brad, his wife passed away night before last, and I wanted to ask everybody to keep him in your prayers. Though that know him, his leave of absence is going to be extended a little longer until he can get all of these things taken care of and his feet on the ground. Sorry we lost you, Roxy, but you've been rude. And I'm getting tired of it. So,
I have two more quick comments, Gary.
Well, I mean, Jan, you weren't even done to begin with, so go ahead.
Well, pretty much. People on the old mass mailer were getting this .dat file at the bottom, and I was getting emails from people that couldn't open it because there's nothing there, really. And they were getting all upset because they were going to have to download another program to open .dat files and all that. So if they could get rid of that, it would be good. The next question is, are the state calls, if we start them up again, going to be Wednesday?
Yeah, we want them all at the same day, same time, Wednesday, right. 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, good.
That seems to be the great time across. Now, I know that there might be some that do things a little bit differently, and it's probably going to happen. And I'm going to try not to fight it because I don't know if I want to get into a twist over something like that.
I don't know. You know, there's reasons for different times now and then, but I'm not going to worry about it because what works best for a particular state, you know, we should go along with if we can.
Yes, we should. Yeah, that's why I said I'm not going to get all of that twisted.
No.
Sorry, was that Kay?
Yes, it was.
Okay, go ahead. And Kay, I think you got spoke over the top of. Why don't you go ahead?
I listen with some small experience to all of this. I am a great supporter of common law grand jury. Make no mistake about it, and have hailed the National Liberty Alliance to all that I know. And I know that something has happened that we are not privy to the information. If you think that it's wise, let me remind you that nothing done in secret is ever good, but will be brought to light.
Are you talking about in the NLA, secrets in the NLA?
In about anything.
Oh, okay. But are you saying that there's secrets in the NLA?
Because we have fear of it. We are light. We are stronger than the darkness. But we see not our own light. Of course, he told us over and over. Now look, where you're going.
I'm missing every third or fourth word.
Who cares about National Liberty Alliance? I care about common law grand jury, that it should be passed on to those who come behind us as our proper heritage. Our proper law that is older than the Constitution goes back for man. Justice in the common law grand jury. And NLA has done a valiant job bringing us this far, and thanks be to God, we're 50 united.
Can we cut this wacko off, please?
Oh, you cannot. You cannot.
That's not being nice.
That's not polite. Okay, but thank you, Kay, and I agree with no secrets in the NLA. No secrets. There are none, and that's why we're having this call.
I just need to know whether to continue. I need a statement whether to continue in your support. If you're going to be open about it, I need to know it. I'm not dealing with any secret handshakes or any different codes.
Well, you're not going to find any here, Kay. There are no secret handshakes. There's no secret meetings. In fact, you learned some stuff tonight even before John did.
We as Light will continue right on. It's not you, the beginning of the end of John, or any of us.
Hey, Kay, I'm only getting every third or fourth word of what you're saying, and it's making it very hard to piece together what you're saying.
But me.
Move away from the mic a ways.
No one here but me. And he who is in us all.
All right, you guys, we need to wrap up the call.
Yeah, well, you tell me one final question.
I will be posting this recording on the website. It should be there by morning. And I'd like to wish everybody a good night. And we'll be sending some emails out with links for documents for sheriffs and things like that.
No.
I think tonight was really, really good. I want to thank everybody. And everybody, all have a good night. Thank you all very much. I'm going to end the recording.